On the air on 90.5 FM, online at btbotoday.ca, and on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.
We are back at the Evernote Center as the Peterborough Petes, the Goodwin Meadows, Peterborough Minor Midget, MD Petes, that is, have a stranglehold on this game, and they're looking for more against the Pickering Panthers, and there is more right there. JP Corkery, the man of the game so far, stole it on the in the offensive zone, cut into the inside. He was one-on-one with the goalie and made no mistake, putting it just over the glove of Bowser. When he's one-on-one, Corkery is most likely going to get it done. And that makes it 4-0 for the Petes, and I think that is good night for the Pickering Panthers. 7-10 remaining in this third period. The Petes up 4-0. And I think Kyle Johnson, the Petes goalie, is just looking to keep that shutout now. Maybe a little bit of stat padding, I should say, for the Petes. For the Panthers. See how they respond. See if they can keep their heads up in this game and maybe get something positive to generate. As the Petes are just caught off offside there. And it'll be a face-off in the neutral zone. Robinson there for the Petes was caught offside. And that'll be pushed back into the neutral zone. Now Hogg lining up for the Panthers for this draw. Petes win the draw. Get into the Panther zone. West to his defensive partner, Jack Carey. And now the Panthers have it in their own zone. Right, pressuring. Bondi, good job getting it out for the Panthers. And they're in the neutral zone again. Naughton still with it. And all he can do is dump it deep into the Pete zone. And West, the defender, who's been on his game. A notable star too, probably. He's been important today. Gets in the way. Two Petes run into each other. Can't quite clear it out. Now West has it again. Calmly. Gets it down ice. And the Panthers again. Hill to his defensive partner. And now Robinson. Forced the turnover for the Petes. 2-on-1. 3-on-1 for the Petes. Good job defensively by Hill for the Panthers. Finding his teammate McQuay, who instantly go back up ice again. 2-on-2. McQuay almost got around his defender. Good job defensively there by Brendan Neal of the Petes to break that up. Booth now for the Petes. And stolen by Fernandez again. And the Panthers getting up ice. Riley. But defensively there, Brendan Neal gets right in the way and steals that puck back and takes what's his. And then a bit of a collision there. Player goes down. Referees blow the whistle straight away. He's going to be just fine, though. He gets up on his own. Thank goodness for that. Is he going to the box? That is just unlucky. Brendan Neal, I think, is going to the box. Got up on his own and went straight to the box. No argument whatsoever. The Petes will be on the penalty again. And I think now the only thing that could be ruined is Kyle Johnson's shutout as they lead this game 4-0 with 5:21 remaining in the third period. Face-off in the Petes zone. Won by the Panthers. Quick shot, and it is ruined. There's the goal. But Justin Vigneault right off the draw won it. Vigneault was pinching hard, going right to the net. Puck found him right on his stick, and Johnson had no chance as the Panthers cut into the Petes lead and make it 4-1 on the power play. And of course, that will end the power play. Again, Panthers find the board. Too little, too late, though. It looks like, anyway, with the 5 minutes remaining, they still trail by three. And the Petes are on the attack, just like that again. Petes on the attack. Good snapshot there by Connor Rutherford, right off the faceoff. The Panthers shut the doors. Bowser, faceoff, will be in the Panthers' zone again, though. 5:08 remaining in this third period. Faceoff to the left of Bowser. Won by the Petes. Nicole. In the Petes zone. Still in the Petes zone. Now the Petes win it back. At up ice. They find Will Mancini, who cuts inside. He's alone. One-on-one. Good work there by Mancini. But the defender, Bennett, was all over him. And he just couldn't get a real shot off. And he was a bit too close. Oh, the puck's in the crease there. Who's going to get on it? Bowser gets across. Big scuffle there in front of the net, though. Four Panthers around him. One Pete there. Did they call that a goal? Did it find the net? It may have. No, it did not. Every player is headed for the bench on either team. So it looked like they were going back to center ice. That did not go in, and it's just a face-off, and it's a full line change for each team. 4-1 Pete's with 4:37 remaining in this third period. Face-off won by the Pete's in the Panther zone, looking for more. Shot. Bowser was all over it, pushes it wide with his stick. Now Hardy behind the net, keeping his defender off, just pushing his defender off. Hardy still with it on the side of the net now. Two Panthers around him. Hardy still with it, working hard. Not quite rewarded for his efforts there, though. But the Pete's looking comfortable now, just waiting to bring this one home as Jack Carey dances with it in the neutral zone. West now for the Pete's. You know he has a hard shot. Oh, the toe drag! Oh, that would have been a highlight reel. That would have been a highlight reel goal for West. He has been on his game today. And I think with the result in the bag, he wanted a little bit of the limelight for him as he cut inside, toe-dragged it around his man perfectly, but could not get control of it. But he does win a face-off in the Panthers zone, and he is at the point now. Let's see if they go in this cleanly and get it to West. Unable to find West. It's Corkery, though. The Gallower. Back to Corkery along the boards and the hash marks. Cuts inside. Dangerous spot for Corkery. Dangerous spot. Nice shot from the slot. Good save, though, by Bowser. He's up to the challenge. Now Fernandez to Hogg for the Panthers. Fernandez. 3:32 remaining. The Panthers still struggling to get anything going consistently on offense. And the Petes. Collision there in the middle of the ice. No intention on either side, though. The refs say play on, as they should. And Zambri for the Panthers. Fernandez to Zambri to Fernandez. Cuts inside. Cuts outside. Petes. Now West. Is he going to go alone? Aaron whistle. Not sure where that whistle came from. It's not like West just touched it either. Fernandez for the Panthers is going to the box, though. I'm not sure why they blew that whistle. Oh, double minor. Or not double minor. Offsetting, I should say. The Panthers or the Pete's, will they be going to the box also? Chris Naughton, I believe it is. And it is offsetting minors, so it will be 4-on-4 action. 5-on-5 action, I should say. 2:58 remaining in this game entirely. 4-1 Pete's. The result is in the bag for the Pete's. The Pete's headed all the way down ice, and that'll be icing. You cannot ice on 5-on-5. Of course. Again, the Minor Hockey Game of the Week, only on Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5, is brought to you in part by Team Courier of Mincom, Kawartha Lakes Reality Inc. Brokerage. Looking to buy or sell? Contact Roger Courier at 705-927-2774 or online at teamcourierhomes.ca and let his team of real estate experts help you. And FCI Windows, 3 decades of experience servicing Peterborough and the Kawarthas, offering a variety of quality, energy-efficient vinyl window, steel, and glass door, as well as sliding patio door products. See them online at fciwindows.com. Pete's are on the attack in the Panther zone again, but the Panthers get the turnover. And now Riley. Nothing doing now, and the Pete's steal it back in the neutral zone. Just pushed off the blue line. They have to regroup. 2 minutes remaining in this game. And now Riley for the Panthers. Almost was gone on his own, but couldn't quite control that puck. Now Robichaud for the Panthers, playing it along the boards. Good job by Wright. Now Panther, Pete's in the slot. Nice glove save there by Bowser. Just got a deflection on it. Puck stays inbound, though. And it's along the boards. Vinault for the Panthers. He's one-on-one. It's a two-on-one Bruin now. He cuts outside. Lots of time. Couldn't find his teammate, though. Put it behind him. And there goes that scoring opportunity as it goes all the way down the ice again. And Bowser comes far out of his own net. And now Riley for the Panthers in his own zone. Two Petes all over him. Riley still in his own zone. Nice pass there to find his teammate. Who then plays it all the way down the ice to no one, and it will go as an icing. And that'll come back into the Panther zone. With 1:25 remaining in this third period on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. and the Pete's up 4-1. It looks like the Pete's winning streak will continue, undefeated streak for the second season of the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. As mentioned, the Pete's, after this game, they will be 3-0-1 when featured on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week this year. Of course, that's not just the Goodwin Medals Peterborough Minor Midget MD Pete's. That is all of the Peterborough Minor Pete's levels. And now the Pete's back on the attack in the Panther zone. Bennett, good job defensively by the Panthers. Last minute to play. But the Panthers win the puck again in their own zone. Off the draw. Naughton has it with some time. It's a 2-on-2 brewing for the Panthers. Bennett. Or Bondi, I should say. Behind the Pete's net. Too little, too late, though, as mentioned. As the Pete's were in control from the very beginning with a goal. Just about 1 minute into that first period, and they set the tone for the rest of the way. The Panthers are looking for a late one here. There's a shot deflected wide. That shot coming from Adam Bondi. And here's a at the point shot high and wide of the net. Players were ducking out of the way of that one. 15 seconds remaining. This one's all but over now, and the Pete's are in their own zone. Just bringing this one home. Panthers have it behind the net. Looking for some action. And it will remain behind the net. Bondi just circling it around again. And that'll do it on another edition of the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. Only on Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5. Again, Goodwin Medals, Peterborough Minor Midget, MD Pete's. Handle the Pickering Panthers. Another loss. And the Pete's take this one 4-1. Outstanding work by goalie Kyle Johnson of the Pete's. Number 9, J.P. Corkery. Number 22, John Neville. And who I would say player of the game, number 4, Cam West, the Pete's defender. Again, Pete's 4, Panthers 1. I'm Aaron Canton, and this is the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5.
You've been listening to the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. Have a comment or suggestion? Visit our website at ptbotoday.ca or send us a text. 705-874-9050. The Minor Hockey Game of the Week is an exclusive presentation of Talk Sports Radio. Extra 90.5.